Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. And if you aren't, I will make sure you are. This week, I have an absolutely amazing person joining me. He never fails to brighten up anyone's day with his uplifting, motivating, and encouraging words on social media and on air. Someone who continues to make a positive impact on others. And this person is Drew Walker with US 99, Chicago's hottest country, is here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Drew, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Hannah, this is the highlight of my day. I'm so glad you asked me to be a part of it.
Yay, I am so excited. So, Drew, I always notice that when we work the Miller Lite Friday nights together or when we were in the studio together, that you have this amazing bracelet on and it says, "It's okay not to be okay." Super powerful, strong words that I think everyone needs to be reminded of. Can you give me a little bit of background information about that bracelet? Is there a specific story behind it?
Yeah, there's it's called Hope for the Day. That's the name of the organization, Hope for the Day. And their phrase is, "It's okay not to be okay." And it's really just trying to raise awareness and take away the stigma of mental health issues. Realizing that when most people say, "Hey, how are you?" the natural reaction is always be like, "I'm good, I'm fine." Right. And they want to be able to have the conversation where you can say, "Actually, I'm having a rough day. I'm not doing well." And opening that dialogue, opening that conversation, but to a deeper level, at its core, Hope for the Day, Hope for One Day, is that really trying to prevent suicide and saying that, you know, taking it one day at a time, there is hope for one day, hope for this day, and that there are people who love you and who care about you and guarantee that if you told them, "I'm having a really rough day and I'm thinking some things that worry me," absolutely, there will be people in your life who'd be like, "Thank you so much for telling me," instead of after the fact, instead of when I couldn't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. They're all about awareness and about, really just making it a conversation that's more natural and more commonplace. The website, is just their initials. So Hope for the Day, it's hftd.org. You can Google Hope for the Day. You'll find them on all the socials and everywhere around, but it's really about promoting self-love, promoting conversation about mental health, and that it is entirely okay not to be okay. And I'm a huge advocate of that. I've talked about it on the radio, talked about it with people when I see them. You know, it's taking away the last 11 months of the pandemic. Right. Life is hard. Everyone has their own stuff. Even if you think they have it completely together, even if you think they are the most positive, most energetic person, everybody has their struggles that they deal with. And just trying to get that acknowledged and being okay that, you know, you don't have to hide that portion, that people care about you and want to help you.
I totally agree on everything you said. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I think that, you know, of all ages, not just people my age that just graduated college, but I did notice that, you know, so many people are afraid to express how they feel on a day-to-day basis. And if they are struggling with mental health, like, it's okay to just be open and honest about it, because the more you bottle up your feelings, the harder it's going to be. So I think that that's an amazing organization that we have in our world today, because, you know, social media, a lot of girls and a lot of men also struggle with self-confidence and, you know, just applying themselves to, you know, doing self-care every day. And I think that's a wonderful organization. So I also noticed that in your Instagram bio, you have hashtag Mental Health Matters Advocate. What inspired and motivated you to put that out there, out in the open for the world to see?
Well, I've always kind of been open with my own life and what I do and who I am and the struggles that I've had. and that, you know, that hashtag mental health matters is, again, using a voice that you have, whether you are on social media. You know, any person can have a voice and continue the conversation for their circle of people and their circle of work friends. But for me, I just felt like looking around, I know it really made a difference. I see a therapist every week. Obviously, in the pandemic, we've been doing it on video, which is totally cool because you adapt to everything now. But Diane has really helped me in my life and in my relationships and in just processing life stuff for the last 3-4 years. And I used to see her every other week. And then a good friend of mine who also is a huge advocate of mental health and also sees a therapist said, you know, why don't you try talking to her once a week and see if that'll make a difference with, you know, processing everything that you're going through. And it made a world of difference. So I've been seeing her for at least the last 18 months, every week on Wednesdays. You look forward to it. She's able to kind of give you a perspective outside of your spouse or your person or your boss or your employees, and really impartial and kind of making you think about, you know, what you might be struggling with or what you are uneasy about, or why do you think you're having this anxiety? I'm also, you know, just a huge advocate of, once I learned the word mindfulness from her, kind of letting educate that if people ask about it or see it in print. And it's just really about everything going on in the world. And if you're just one single person and you must have struggles with life and work and finances, like all the things that are going on in the world, but mindfulness is the goal or the aim to try and be in that moment at that particular time for whatever you're doing, and trying to find some peace in that moment, trying to find some gratefulness in that moment for whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it. And that's a big struggle, because if you're frustrated with something, it's hard to find peace at that. But it's a good reminder that when things are going well for you, or you maybe accomplish something that you have been setting a goal for, or you just, you know, you feel like you got a really productive day out of whatever you were planning, being mindful of that and being grateful and kind of trying to center yourself and just making yourself aware that you don't need anyone else to tell you what a great job you did. You did a great job. So you should, you know, let yourself feel that and be proud of that without having someone else needing to tell you that.
Absolutely. And I also see a therapist, and I think that it's been the best decision that I've ever made, because I've struggled with anxiety my whole entire life. And, you know, I used to be really shy and quiet about it, because in high school, everyone's like, you're the happiest, most positive person. Like, you're never sad. But, you know, I used to go home and, like, I would struggle a lot. And my mom's like, you have to tell your friends also how you're feeling. Like, you know, you always are there to help other people, but you have to tell your friends too. So once I started, you know, opening up in college, like, and I started being more open about going to a therapist, because when I was in middle school, our social worker was like, told my mom, like, I really think she needs to see a therapist. Like, she has way too much anxiety for being 13 years old. And at that time, I was like, Mom, I am not going to a therapist. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, what if other people find out? Like, I don't want people to know. And she's like, no, like, it's fine. Like, you're doing the right thing. And then I was like, I don't want to go. And so, like, it was to the point where, like, my mom literally had to, like, drag me into the car. And then she's like, okay, like, you need to do this for yourself. And, you know, when you're 13 years old, you don't really understand. But then, you know, as I got to college and, you know, sophomore year, I had panic attacks, and it was just, you know, I couldn't decide on where I wanted to transfer to school. And I was so unsure about what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. That's when I decided, I'm like, okay, I need some help. I'm like, it's not okay to be having panic attacks on the softball field, in the classroom. You know, and ever since I went to therapy, it's like, I look forward to it. Like, literally, I look forward to sitting down and just venting out how I'm feeling and getting that feedback. And I think the first step is, you know, reaching out for help and knowing that you're not alone. And, you know, the more that I've been more open about it, and that's why I started this podcast, because, yeah, it's all about spreading positivity and motivating others. But I want people to know that I've gone through hard stuff in my life as well. You know, the panic attacks are not fun. Having, you just like cry and you can't get back into like your regular day and your legs go numb and your feet go numb and you're tingling, you know, I didn't want to experience that anymore. And then senior year is when I decided, you know, I really need to get some help. And then of course that's when COVID happened and everything, you know, COVID graduation, I wasn't able to spend the rest of the semester with my friends. And, you know, it was just a really hard time for me because I wasn't able to be around other people. And then doing the virtual therapy made a huge difference, you know, so
huge difference for
anyone out there. Yeah. Go ahead.
And one point that, that I think you've noticed in your sessions and it's not really said, when I first started going to therapy, it was difficult to open up and, you know, I was having issues with moods and having, you know, mood swings. And Diane suggested, you know, what about medication to be able to kind of level you out so that you're not too high, you're not too low for depression. You're able to kind of handle what's happening. And I resisted it. And she said, that's very common for a lot of people to resist saying, oh, I don't want to go on medication for depression. I don't want to go on medication for something I need. And she's like, so I'm going to flip it around on you. Okay. If you have a headache, what do? Do you take an Advil or Tylenol? Yeah. Do you think twice about it? No. Because if you are sick and there's medicine to make you better, you take that medicine. So it's no different about depression medication or if you, medication for anxiety. And so I have been on medication for depression for 3-4 years now. And it, that along with therapy totally changed my ability to function and ability to do the things that I need to do and fulfill my obligations. And, you know, you mentioned anxiety attacks and panic attacks. Yeah, I'd heard that about that my entire life. Didn't really know about it. Didn't understand it. Hadn't happened to me. And about a year and a half ago, I was finding that on Sunday afternoons when I'm not working, I'm with our friends and our family, we might be at the neighborhood pool, out of nowhere, I would have this giant chest pain and this feeling of I have to escape from wherever I am right now. Even if I'm sitting outside in the yard, I feel like I am trapped and have to escape. And it was weird because I didn't know what was happening to me and I couldn't explain why it was happening. And so exploring that and learning what that was and the signs and how to alleviate that, like those are all great things that I've learned in therapy. So that doesn't happen so much anymore. Maybe it happens once every month instead of when it was happening like every Sunday. And I still couldn't explain why, but I have to like go walk it off or, you know,
Drew,
get my mind off of something.
I can totally feel what you're saying. Like, I didn't know that we literally can connect so well on this, like, because I know exactly what you're saying. And I was the same way when my therapist, like I had to try 3 different therapists to find like the best one that I felt comfortable with. She's like, I think you just need to try the medication. And I'm like, no, I am not putting that into my body. Like I want to do like
the
natural ways. Like I'm like, I'm going to try the lavender essential oil and it'll be fine. I'll feel calm and relaxed. And she's like, she's like, I really think you need to try it. Like, she's like, it's not okay for someone your age being 21 to have those full blown panic attacks on the softball field. Like my coach had to like rescue me off the field because I couldn't breathe. And my athletic trainer's like, I need you to calm down and breathe. And I was like, I can't. Like, it's like hard to explain how you're feeling. So eventually I went on medication and I've been on it for 2 years as well. So, you know, I don't have, it just, there's nothing wrong with going on it. And I think that a lot of people, like my friends and family, they're like, no, like, I don't want to go on to it. But just like you said, when you have a headache, when your stomach hurts, you take something to help that and level it out. Because honestly, like you need something in addition to those coping mechanisms, because there's only so much that that can do for you in just a little bit. You know, I'm on a super low dose, but it just kind of levels everything out for myself so I can relax and like, you know, enjoy the day and not have to be, you know, when I'm out with my friends, like panicking. Right. Like when I was in school, I'd have major anxiety all the time. Like, oh my goodness, like I should really be studying for this test, but instead I'm out. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just like stuff like that. But I completely agree. And I think the first step is just, you know, knowing that it's okay to get help. You know, it's okay not to be okay. You are not alone. And there's other people in this world that feel the same exact way, especially during a difficult time like this.
And even with the when my anxiety attacks were getting very strong and I didn't have any control over them, Diane suggested going to my regular doctor and talking and seeing if there was a medicine available for that, which there is. But I really, as much as I know that my depression medication works, I really resisted doing the anxiety medication, which is like Xanax or something similar.
Right.
Because I just didn't know how it was going to affect my body. And you kind of, you feel familiar and in control, and I didn't want to feel out of control. And my... One of my friends, her name's Lindsay. She lives in Indianapolis. She's like, I've taken Xanax a few times, prescribed by my doctor. And the best way I can describe it to you, if you're scared about it, is that it just, it resets you. It gives you a restart for the day, for the afternoon, for whatever you're doing. Like, you feel a wash come over you. And hearing these words, I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't really understand that. And then, you know, the day came where it was so bad. I'm like, I need to do this. And it was exactly what she said, like using the medication. It was a restart, kind of a refreshing of the day and bringing me back to center to be able to focus and use the other coping mechanisms. So, you know, things that we would have never talked about years before, and especially in the middle of the pandemic and COVID, with so much isolation and so much uncertainty with the world and with your job and with your family and with health, a lot more people have been struggling with mental health and working things out. And so that's why therapy and medication, if necessary, you want to get better. So you shouldn't deny yourself that ability to be better through these means.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I totally agree with you on everything that you just said. So Drew, I want to focus in a little bit more on your show with US 99. I love on socials when you post something good that's happening in the world and hashtag that finding the good. Is this something that you've always done or recently started during COVID times?
You know what? You always look for the good stories to share, but the finding the good is kind of something I created right after COVID because, you know, we're broadcasting from home and you're all in this together. We're in it together. Well, that kind of got burned out with people saying, yes, I know we're all in it together. And when you come to US 99, you know, there are several places I can go for news and for the world and for health. I come to have fun. I come for my favorite music. I come to escape. I come for entertainment. So kind of melding all that stuff together, I was like, you know, at least once a day, let's do something I call finding the good and sharing something good locally, something good nationally. And so just this past Friday, my favorite finding the good story of the entire year, I'm an adoptive dad. We talk about adoption on the show a lot. And, you know, my son, who's 13, we were in the delivery room with him. We have a very open adoption plan with his birth mother, which means that we know her. She's part of our family. We do holidays with her, and our son is able to ask questions of her if he has any. And it's part of making everything more open and more easy for the child. So, but my favorite finding the good story from this past Friday is that a 9-year-old boy named Elijah had been in foster care for 7 years and was finally adopted, and he had no idea it was happening. And it was like the surprise of his life and all the feel good.
Yes.
And the video is just incredible. And it's like, you want to be able to remind people that no matter what's happening in your life and what's happening in your community, there are still good things. And if that's a distraction for you, or if that's the one good thing you're going to learn about or read about or see that day, it can make a difference in your mood. And that's kind of where the finding the good came from. And,
absolutely,
you know, we just continue it.
I love that. And I think that it's so great to do something, especially on social media where we see so many, you know, hard things, especially with everything going on in Texas right now, just kind of scrolling through your newsfeed and seeing the hashtag finding the good. That can change someone's mood from a bad day to a great day. So, Drew, thank you for doing that, because I know I always look forward to those. And my mom always, whenever you go on Facebook Live, she's like, oh my goodness, Drew's on Facebook Live. Let's see what he has to say. So, you know, you really are making a difference in so many people's lives, and you make such a positive impact on not only mine, but everyone else in this world. So, Drew, I appreciate you so much. Thank you again for taking the time out of your busy day to, you know, talk about mental health, something that is really important, and I think special to both of us, especially, you know, with people, we're both suffering from mental health, but always know that you are not alone, and there's other people in this world going through the same thing. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Hannah. I appreciate the kind words and the ability to chat with you today and spread the knowledge.
Absolutely.
You have a great platform to talk about mental health, and anytime you can have this conversation and get it in front of more people, and it becomes less of it becomes less of a stigma. It becomes less of a conversation there they might be uncomfortable with. It's more to a, yeah, it's just natural. We're going to talk about it.
Absolutely. Well, to all my amazing listeners out there, if you haven't already, be sure to follow Drew on Instagram and Twitter at Radio Drew, and go like his Facebook page, Drew Walker, for some hashtag finding the good. Listen to Drew on US 99 weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and bring him everywhere you go by simply downloading the radio.com app and favorite US 99. Drew, thank you again so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Hannah. Chat soon.
Isn't Drew Walker just so awesome? I loved chatting with him. Please know that it's okay not to be okay. You are never alone. Whatever you are going through, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You are loved. You are so worthy, and you are strong. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at HannahB_onAir, and go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Have a great week, everyone.